I'm Faith Middleton, and this show is about the richness of life. We're going to talk about summer resolutions. Thanks for listening in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. Here's how this show theme happened. I was walking down Grove Street in the West Village in New York yesterday on my way to Via Carota, which is a restaurant. And this was going to be my second day in a row at this place. That's how good Jody Williams cooking is. So the sun is shining, the flowers are blooming everywhere around the city. And it just seemed like all of New York was out glorying in the weather. So Amy Gross and I settled into a table by the window, and I asked Amy, who's brilliant, she's also the former editor of Oprah's magazine, and before that was features editor at Vogue. So I'm interested in her opinion, not just because of who she is, but because of what she's done. So I said, what do you think I should do this show on? And just like that, she said, I'm thinking about summer resolutions. And as lunch went on, we made our way through, we made our way through lemon risotto and homemade pasta with this earthy wild boar ragu, and I sipped a blood orange and Prosecco cocktail. Summer resolutions, perfect for yesterday afternoon. So I was thinking that I'm often so interested in spontaneity that I resist planning. And when Amy was talking about it, suddenly the idea of it made sense to me. At the very least, I think it's a wake-up call to take your pulse. What sounds like fun to you? Is it learning or just playing or freedom, loafing, achievement, something that has to do with meaning? I thought, let's brainstorm, as Amy and I did over lunch at Via Carota yesterday in New York City. On this show, you are my guest. I am solo in the studio. Your calls are especially important at 203-776-WNPR. When I'm in this not planning mode because I'm craving spontaneity, I live by a clock. That's a wonderful thing, and I love the freedom of that. But after a while, or at the end of the summer, as I mentioned, I say to myself, what about these things that I never did? And I promised myself, or something fleetingly went through my mind, or I drive by a vineyard and I think, yes, I'm going to go there, or I see it in an ad for a place, and I don't do it because I'm in my anti-planning phase. So what are your summer resolutions now that it seems clear that summer is going to happen after all? What happens to us when we say these things out loud? I have a friend who believes that the minute you write things down, she does this all the time, sticks it in a drawer, and 5 years later opens up that drawer and looks inside at these pieces of paper and says often to me, most of the things on the list I seem to have done. It's as if I've put my brain on notice to aim in a particular direction. So let's see what happens. I heard Amy's list, and it made me have my own ideas. And we figure maybe this will inspire somebody else. So we'd love to hear from you at 203-776-WNPR. Again, you are my guest on the show. I'm solo in the studio, and I look forward to your call. So first thing is, I would say that one of my resolutions is to find a spot. This is kind of hard, but to find a spot somewhere where there is a lot of darkness on a warm summer night. And I'd like to lie outside on a bench, on a blanket, some kind of bed, and just stare up and at the sky and see what's happening up there. In as much darkness as I can find, there's a lot of light pollution, they call it, but it's light bleeding in all over the place from different sources. But where we have a place on the North Fork of Long Island, it's pretty dark outside. You don't want to walk out without a flashlight. So I'm thinking that's my spot. And we can hear the water from Long Island Sound kind of whooshing in and out the waves. And I just want to see shooting stars or fireflies at night. I just want to lie there and stare up into the sky. Lots of bug spray. So that's one of my things that I would like to do. What about you? What's your summer resolution? 203-776-WNPR. My hope on this show is that in talking about these things, we might inspire somebody else, if not to do exactly what we want to do. We don't mean that, no pressure, but it might make you say, hey, what do I want to do? Katie, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing? Thanks
Great.
For having me.
Oh, thanks for calling in. So what's your thought?
Well, my boyfriend and I decided that we were just crazy about going to see live music, and we said we're not going to waste our money going to see bands that we've seen 100 times over and over. So we made a list of bands that we want to see, and we've been checking out different music festivals and things like that that we're going to go to this summer.
I love that you made that resolution, not to see the same thing over and over again. I can do that because I love it. And then it dawns on me, just like it sounds like it dawned on you, Katie, that you're missing out on the new. And what's on your list? Can you think of the bands you were talking about?
Well, we actually just bought tickets ahead of time for. We're going to, it's called the Governor's Ball Festival in New York, and one of our favorite bands, Hot Chip, is playing. And they rarely come to the U.S., so it's a special treat for us.
That's fantastic. Good for you. I hope we, maybe at the end of the summer, we can follow up on this and I can hear which things we all did.
Oh, that would be fun, yeah.
Thanks, Katie. I really appreciate it.
Take care now.
Okay, bye-bye. Governor's Ball in New York. I forgot about that. Huh, great idea. Okay, so here's another thing with me, and we ask you for your thoughts, too, at 203-776-WNPR. Again, you're my guest, because I'm solo in the studio. Another thing I'd like to try, and I would say it's an actual resolution, is to sleep outside on a screened-in porch. I have always wanted to do that on a really warm night where the humidity is high and the breeze on your bare arms just feels fantastic. They used to have these old southern sleeping porches, and people at camps and people by lakes really know what this is like to have these screened-in summer porches. In South, they have a million of these. We don't have them quite so much in the Northeast, except if you're in the Berkshires and in places like that where the bugs aren't quite so vicious. So but if it's screened in, you're good to go. And I just want to have that experience I had as a kid, sleeping outside without getting eaten to death. So that's another resolution for me, a summer resolution. Marge, thanks for calling 203-776-WNPR. Go ahead, Marge.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I'm someone that loves to do a lot of outdoorsy things in the summer. But one thing I want to try this year is the paddle boarding. Because I tried it once last year, and it was very windy and very difficult, but I think it would be a great thing to master, and I think I would love it.
So you're talking about standing up on the paddleboard that looks sort of like a surfboard, and long paddle, and it takes some doing. My family did this a couple summers ago. We tried, and we had the exact same problem that you did, Marge. It was wickedly windy.
Yeah, and it made it so difficult, but I think because I do other things that require balance, I should be able to do it. I just had a heck of a time with the wind, so I thought that would be a great thing to encourage people to do.
I hope you do this. We did ours on Cape Cod in Chatham, where this...
Yeah, I was in Cape Cod, too.
Yeah, in an inlet. It was, seemingly it was going to be calm, but the wind just whipped up. So I see people doing it bravely on the ocean. And I'm dying to try this again myself, so I hope you do.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Good luck.
Thanks.
Summer resolutions rolling in at 203-776-WNPR. So I guess in terms of locations, I'm interested in this summer, Nantucket and Treviso, Italy, and Provincetown. Carlene, Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
So my family and I moved to Connecticut about 4 years ago, but I must say that I have not been able to make it to other areas within the Northeast. So my goal this summer is to try to make it to Rhode Island, maybe Vermont, Cape Cod, at least.
Yeah, so you want to travel New England.
I do.
This is kind of funny because yesterday at that restaurant in New York, Via Carota, we started chatting up the people at the table next to us, and they're from Texas, and they've been in New York City for 10 years. And so they were talking all about what it's like to travel around New England, just like you want to do. And they couldn't believe how beautiful it is here. They just said it was amazing. They've been to Vermont and New Hampshire and Connecticut, and they kept describing these territories. And there was a kind of wonder in their voices about it all. And I thought, you know, I sometimes take a lot of this for granted.
Yes.
So I hope you do it.
I feel the same way. I'm excited to do it this summer with my family.
What do you think is the first destination?
Actually, I'm thinking Cape Cod. It seems like a great weekend getaway.
Oh, it's so great there. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's really, really fantastic. Do you have any spots in mind?
Not yet. See, I need to put that thought into a plan and make it happen.
So a couple places that are near each other would be Chatham, which is this super picturesque town. It's where my family lives, and it is just the most charming place. And then just down the road, you start to go into, say, Wellfleet, and then all the way up to the tip of Race Point where Provincetown is. And there are tons of restaurants and seafood shacks and gorgeous ocean and the National Seashore. I think you're going to have a ball.
Excellent. So at least I have three places on my list now.
Okay, I'll talk to you. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, so we just did Carlene, right? And you want to take a break? Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then join us. This is 90 seconds or so, so jump in at 203-776-WNPR. What's your summer resolution? Stay with us.
Honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hit you and to get you equipped for the summertime.
I'm Faith Middleton, and we are engaged in summer resolutions on this show, and we invite you to brainstorm with us. We want to know what you resolve to do this summer. Maybe you won't exactly get to it, but there's something about having the intention that maybe boosts up the chances of it happening. I think I've gotten into this thing where living by the clock, I just don't want to make plans. I want everything to be spontaneous. That feels so freeing to me. But in the process of that, I'm missing out on a lot of things. And then at the end of the summer, I have these regrets. So trying this and following Amy Gross's lead. So we invite you to do the same thing. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Faith.
Hi.
Long-time listener. I love you. I love you. I love this show.
Oh, you're so nice. Thank you.
Well, for two things. First of all, that spot that you're looking for where you can look up into the sky and see the blackness, Bantam Lake, there in Connecticut. Anywhere, Morris or Bantam, it's beautiful there. You can see everything.
No kidding.
Oh, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Anywhere on Bantam Lake.
I'm going to try that. I have some friends on Bantam Lake. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's wonderful there. And the other thing is the spontaneity that I miss is when my girls are 18 and 21 now. And when they were small girls, my wife and I would often take trips up to Narragansett to Point Judith. And Point Judith, it's just so quaint and lovely, and it's just a great, relaxing summertime on the beach.
Yeah, did you eat the fritters in Point?
Yes, at Aunt Carrie's.
Yes, at Aunt Carrie's.
Yes. Yeah, they're wonderful. I love that spot.
Me too. That's gorgeous.
And I would love to. I resolved to try to get back there because the girls are in school and working, and I'm busy, and my wife is busy, and I'd like to take a step back and do that. So that's my resolution for this summer.
Good for you. And anybody who decides they want to do that, just like you are, Dan, bring a cooler, because in Point Judith there are tons of fishing boats, and you can walk up to a fisherman or woman and say, "Can I buy one of your fish? Would you clean it for me?" And you just put that on ice and bring it home, and it doesn't get fresher.
Well, that's exactly what we do, but usually we rent out one of the cottages there at Breakwater Village, And we cook it there. There's so many great recipes, fish recipes that I've come up with there. And the lobster is so cheap, and everything is just wonderful.
I know. I love Rhode Island so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Faith.
Have fun, Dan. Oh, no, thank you. Thanks for being a part of it. The thing about this topic for me is I was sitting around thinking about it, and I thought there's these categories for this when we think about summer resolutions. There are the themes of wanting to be ambitious, caring about having free time in front of you, maybe during the summer to, I don't know, advance your career or achieve something, people who use free time to achieve. And then there are people who say to themselves, I want to play more. I just want that spirit that kids have of this kind of freewheeling play and being whimsical. And then there are the people who want to learn. There's pursuing some kind of passion. It could be sports. It could be cooking. It could be a lot of things. And people like me who want to stay off the clock and have no schedule. And then the people who want to try something new, absolutely brand new. Like the woman who first called and said she wanted to hear new bands, not the ones that they always go to see. Other people will try something totally different that they've never tried before. So where do you fall in this? What might your summer resolution be? Sue Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Hi, Faith. My resolution this summer is to do the Connecticut State Parks Sky's the Limit Hiking Challenge. Are you familiar with that?
No. How does that work?
The Connecticut State Parks are holding this Sky's the Limit Hiking Challenge, and they've put out a little flyer that has identified 14 different peaks in the Connecticut State Park and Forest System. And if you hike 10 of them and are able to submit photos of yourself at the locations that they've identified, they'll send you a hiking medallion at the end of your trek. And if you complete all 14, you can be entered into a drawing to win a hiking staff. But it's the forests and parks are located all over the state. They're not very long. Each one is maybe 2 or 3 miles at the most. And there's a nice little target destination for you to reach at each one. And it's a great way to get to know the state parks and forests in Connecticut.
What a great idea. Do you have to sign up? Where do you sign up for this?
You don't have to sign up. You can just go online. You know, if you just look up Sky's the Limit Hiking Challenge, you'll find a website that has all the information and maps and everything that you need to know.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Really appreciate it. Okay, good luck. I hope you get your badges. 203-776-WNPR is our number here on the show. I was talking to Nancy Horn, our psychologist on the air, our go-to person who's been with us for years and years, and she's in New Haven. And we were having a conversation about this, and she said, you know, when we go on vacation as a family and with friends, and I stopped her right there and I said, well, how do you work that? If you go somewhere and everybody rents a house together, how do you know how much time, who's spending with whom and what? And she said, oh, we have a kind of rule where every single person in the group gets to pick one thing to do. And then the rest of the group, to the best of their ability, says, all right, we're going to be good sports about this, and we're going to go, even if it's something you wouldn't choose, we're going to go with you because it's your choice, and we're going to do this. And she said, so because of the number of people there, everybody gets exposed to different things, and it's a riot. And I thought, what a great way to handle this. So everybody gets their needs met. The group is hanging out together. It's new experiences for some, not for others. So pretty good, I think. 203-776-WNPR. Summer resolutions. Go ahead, Sophie. What do you have planned or what do you want to do?
Well, last year, the man who cleans my furnace told me about how he bought a cottage and how happy his wife was. And then he looked at me and he said, do you like the beach? I said, oh, yes, but I haven't been able to go. And he looked at me and he said, don't wait too long, because I'm an older adult. And so I think this year, this summer, I'm going to get to Giant's Neck Beach, come hell or high water.
Good for you. Where is that? Where's Giants?
That's right next to Rocky Neck Beach.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly where you mean.
So that's my story.
That's good. Do you have a month picked out, or what are you going to go for the day, the weekend? What are you thinking?
I'll go for the day. I'll be glad to go.
Yeah, and make a picnic of it?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, really do it, okay?
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you for your call, Sophie. I was thinking, you can tend to get overplanned. You can be really busy. Work, you can be the person at work who's got to be on the job because of what you do or the demands of the job. And yet it's warm outside and you can feel like the summer is streaking by, and in some way you feel a little bit cheated. And one of the things that I do when I get like that is I take what I call vacation lunch. And that means the rule is I try, as long as it's not raining, I try and eat outside. So if it means I'm bringing a picnic down to, say, the New Haven Green or, you know, some cafe in the area, somewhat near the studio, just, you know, a few times during the summer, just eat outside. And it feels like a big deal. It feels like I've gotten away. So you can try. You could go to a nearby park and have lunch. There are food carts all over the city of New Haven where we are. And I don't know what's going on where you are. But eating outside can make all the difference and feel like even for an hour you have taken a serious break. Okay, here is our number. Summer resolutions. What are yours? Who says this can only be a New Year's thing? 203-776-WNPR is our number. Go ahead, Pam.
Hi. Hi. My resolution for this summer is to redo a lot of my backyard with plants that are very friendly for butterflies and bumblebees.
Oh.
And plant some more Andromeda and butterfly bushes and just try to draw them to my backyard so that they have a very pretty place to come after this horrific winter.
Pam, what amazes me is I will put in one thing, and I'll say, I remember putting in a butterfly attracting bush, you know, Buddleia, and I did it to, you know, I thought it was a nice thing to do. Well, the butterflies came so fast to this plant, and I thought, this is a miracle that these things work. And so I'm so with you on this. I can't wait for this to work in your yard. It's just unbelievable, isn't it? And the hummingbirds come, even if you don't normally have them. Even in the city, they will come to your yard.
So that's my plan, to do something nice for the bee and bee this summer, the butterflies and the bees.
Nice, nice, nice. Thank you.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Summer resolutions, all kinds coming in. Some people will say more pleasure, and that means more parties, more cooking, more sex, whatever it might be. 203, more food, 777-WNPR. Sorry, 776-WNPR. Go ahead, Susie.
Oh, good afternoon, Faith. This is such a fun thing, but everybody should come to see the Thimble Islands. I hate to tell people to do that because it's so crowded, but it's just such a beautiful place.
It is a beautiful
and
place.
It's a treasure that a lot of people in Connecticut don't even know we have.
Yeah, so let's explain it to them, Susie.
Oh, well, 300? My husband used to say there were 365 islands at low tide and maybe 30 at high tide.
I used to live in Stony Creek, so I know what Susie's talking about. So it's the only place between here and Maine, right, Susie, where
yep.
There are these offshore islands, and there are a couple of boats that go out and cruise you around the islands that are a riot. They tell stories, maybe some of them a little fanciful, but the rest of them historically true. One of them was one of the islands, the Summer White House. A lot of people still live on these islands. Some just have one house. Some rocks have no houses. Others have many, many houses.
And no electricity in most of them.
Right. So it's candlelight at night. It is so beautiful out on those islands. It is just a glorious place. And now there's the Stony Creek Museum, and you can stop in and see the history of what used to be the center of granite quarrying, that pink granite that is at the base of the Statue of Liberty and the AT&T building.
Wonderful. I agree. It is so special.
Oh, I'm glad you called, Susie.
And stop off and get an ice cream cone after you have your Symbol Island ride.
That's a good idea. Okay. And you can get lobster rolls and the whole thing.
Everything wonderful.
Thanks, Susie.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. I love to explore, and so I will either go to a place I haven't been, or maybe every year I'll do an exploration to a particular town that in that one afternoon exploring makes me feel like I have gotten away for the entire weekend or a week sometimes. And one of my annual treks, I agreed this year to host the Pomperog River Watershed event. And it's to support all of the people, these volunteers, hundreds of them, who come together to keep the Pomperog River watershed, meaning the river itself and all the land that it feeds, through all of those, you know, Woodbury and Southbury and Litchfield County. That river just extends. It's gorgeous. And so I just so admire what these people do. So I said, sure, I'd be the host again. But it's also a chance for me to explore all around that greater Litchfield, Woodbury, Southbury region, to go through the antique places and stop in and have drinks and dinner and in all these places. So check it out. I hope you'll go to the event. I'd love to see you. And also, I encourage you to roam around there. I feel like I'm in France sometimes. I go to various bakeries and Carol Peck's restaurant, Good News Cafe, and sometimes the Mayflower and Tavola. Just fantastic there. So what about you? Where do you like to explore? Where would you like to explore? We're doing summer resolutions on the show this year. We've been cooped up for so long. We cannot wait to get out there and explore, whether it's for an hour, a week, a month, a day, whatever it is. What's your resolution? What do you hope to do? 203, make the commitment, 203-776-WNPR. So in terms of, I think that one of my resolutions, I'm joining Amy on this. Yesterday when we were at the restaurant in New York City, Amy said that her resolution was to have people over a lot this summer, but the major part of the resolution was not to make it into such a big deal that you either hold off having people over because you feel that it has to be a certain level of entertaining. So the resolution is to have people over more often, to do it in a much more easy and relaxed way, so that there are lots and lots of these gatherings with people, new people, old friends, mixing everybody together, just all kinds of people. And that sounds fantastic to me. So I'm joining Amy in that. 203-776-WNPR. Also, the idea of having people over just for lunch or coffee or tea, a party of four people or 40 people, sometimes potluck. We're going to be doing these party themes on the Food Schmooze this summer, so stay with us for those on Wednesdays and Saturdays. You'll hear us talking about all kinds of ideas and easy ways of doing things. Okay, Chris. Thanks for calling 203-776-WNPR. Summer resolutions.
I actually recently bought the Insider's Guide to Connecticut, the second edition.
Yes, yeah, the one we were just offering, yeah.
Yes, it's my girlfriend and mine's goal to try to complete the book.
This summer?
Well, I mean, one location at a time, one chapter, if you will.
I love that. Do you have any thought of you starting at the beginning of the book, or what are you going to do? You're going to pick.
Well, we're in East Haven, so we're just going to start with New Haven, then slowly branch out further and further.
That is such a great idea. I love that idea, Chris.
Thank you.
You'll have to let us know. I really do want to do another one of these at the end of the summer to see what happened to everybody. Things happen when you go on these adventures, so we want to hear what happened, encounters with strangers, you name it. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Do you want to join Chris and talk about your summer resolution? We'd love to hear from you. For some people, it's reading, you know, taking that stack of books or your reader on whatever your vacation might be. For some people, it's to stay home and do nothing. And for other people, it's to take off and to just read and read, to have that extended time. So love to hear from you if that's your plan. I think one of my favorite things is to be a flâneur. And the French define that word as sort of wandering aimlessly with no destination in mind and enjoying the spectacle of the moment. That's what I love to do in New York. I'm there a lot. I have a place there. And oh, I just find it so incredible. I like doing it in Connecticut, too, and in Orient Point in the summertime. Just that wandering with no destination in mind and the things and the people you come upon. So amazing. All right, we're going to take a break, and then I have an idea for you. If you'd like to try something new, some of our people are going to be back for the martini competition. I'll tell you all about that on the other side of this break. Stay with us. I'm Faith Middleton. Thanks to our producers, Lori Mack and Jonathan McNichol. It is the hottest scene in Connecticut, my Food Schmooze Martini Competition. Here at WNPR, statewide bartenders shake up these innovative martinis. And you, as you are in attendance, get a ballot and you vote for the Food Schmooze Martini Champion. You wander from station to station, tasting these innovative martini cocktails and also trying, and when I say innovative, I am talking about innovative. It is a scene, this thing. And also all these food stations, there is a discount for designated drivers. There are great top chefs providing that food. The DJ that we hire sizzles, I am telling you, Power Station events. This thing sells out every year. It's Thursday, June 25th. People team up and rent limos together. All the inns and hotels in the region sell out. Designated drivers, taxis are lined up. It is really terrific. 6 o'clock at Simsbury's Riverview. $60 WNPR tickets. And on May 1st, these go on sale, these tickets. So we're giving you advance notice if you want to write down the address. If you want to try something really fun in Connecticut this summer, I hope you will put this on your list. And that online address when tickets go on sale May 1st is ctmartini.org. And we're letting you in on something. We have officially, no kidding, applied to the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest, to be the largest martini competition. We haven't found out yet what the next step is, but they have received, they've notified us, they've received our official application. And so we're in there, and we hope you will be helping us out to make this really something extraordinary. You vote the martini champion in every time we do this, and this is going to be big. Okay, hope to see you there. I can't wait for this every year. It's my favorite thing to do. And the creativity is just unbelievable. And we're hearing from people that businesses and corporations, this is something that I've never seen happen before, are buying blocks of tickets to say thank you to either special clients or to their employees. And so that is extraordinary for us. It benefits WNPR. We are so grateful to you. And plus, the idea of the fun of this is just knocks me out. So, all right, what about you? Summer resolutions. That's our theme today on the show. For people who are interested in ambition, in achieving something, that can be taking a work-related course. It can be writing an article about your work. Some people will say, I feel like I want to be more well-known for what I do, and so they will you know, write a paper or get something published having to do with what they do. For others, it is starting a new business, working on that plan or really taking the steps to make it happen. Beginning a new career-enhancing project. There are teachers who will take a course or two during the summer break so that they get closer and closer to getting that master's and maybe a doctorate. So that's for the ambition folks. Monique, thanks for calling 203-776-WNPR. What's your summer resolution, Monique?
I would like to, you were talking about exploring before.
Yeah.
So I would like to take the ferry from Bridgeport over to Port Jeff.
Oh, yes.
And stay at Port Jeff and explore it. So I have to tell you, I've been to Port Jeff several times. However, I've never explored it because I have either swum back to Bridgeport or have taken a boat back. And I've never actually explored Port Jeff.
Okay, so let me just rewind for a second. Did you say you would swim back?
Yes, I'd swum back.
From Port Jeff to Bridgeport?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes. It's a 15-mile race. It's called Swim Across the Sound. I've done it as a relay, but I've done it also as a solo swimmer.
Wow.
It's 15 miles from Port Jeff. You swim into Captain's Cove.
Yeah. And how grueling is that?
The year I did it was quite grueling. Me and my friend had planned on 6.5 to 7 hours, and it took us 8 hours and 43 minutes, because the seas, there was like 3 to 5 foot swells that year. She
wow.
did it 3 years later and did 6.5.
And you can, do you stop and eat a little something, take any kind of nourishment as you go?
Yes, you can't touch the boat. Every swimmer has a boat. You cannot touch the boat, but your crew on the boat will throw you a water bottle, which of course is tied to a rope, and you tread water and drink the water bottle or have a goo or something like that. That was handed to me in a golf ball retriever, but you can't touch the boat.
Wow, this is amazing. I'm supposed to talk because this is the show, but I'm just sort of I'm considering this. This is me. You know, I love Port Jefferson, so just to come back to that, it is the most charming place. And like you, I'm on my way often to someplace else, and so I'm on my way to the east end of Long Island often. And while I'm waiting for the ferry or about to get in my car, I'll walk around Port Jeff downtown a bit and maybe have a little something to eat. But I've never really driven all around there, and you've inspired me. I might like to try that myself.
Yeah, I've never seen anything but the boats.
Yeah, I usually go out of New London. And
okay.
But on occasion, I have reason to be in New York, and so I come the other way. I come the Port Jeff way. So good for you. Thank you very much. And I'll see you over there in Port Jeff. But
okay.
I will be in an automobile, not swimming.
Okay.
Good for you. Wow. 203-776-WNPR. I need more exercise. I need to really, this Monique is making me realize I need to get in better shape. Vinny, Faith Middleton, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just want to tell your listeners, a couple weeks ago, I went to a smorgasbord down in Brooklyn. It was in Williamsburg.
A real classic one, you mean?
Yeah, I saw it in Time Out magazine. It's all these different vendors from Queens and Brooklyn and all over New York that put out their special menus. So I was advising your listeners, if they want, they could take the Metro North train. It's off-peak on the weekends, and you go from any parking lot along the Metro North. You don't have to New Haven, Stamford, and Bridgeport. You have to pay, but all the other lots you don't have to pay. And off-peak, it isn't that much on the trains. Then we walked from Grand Central over 1st Avenue and 34th Street, and we took the East River Ferry. That fare was $6 every time you get on the ferry. We went over to Williamsburg. We went to the smorgasbord. Then we walked around Bedford Avenue in Williamsburg. And then we got back on the ferry again. We took the ferry down to Dumbo, down to Brooklyn Bridge Park.
Yeah.
And we walked all around the Brooklyn. We walked up to Brooklyn Heights. So that might be an idea for some people. Every Saturday in the summer in Williamsburg, and every Sunday in the summer at Dumbo. So.
That is so great. Now, are you, when you say the smorgasbord, are you talking about the Brooklyn Flea?
No, it's outdoors. It's
so,
in the park.
Okay, so the flea in the summer is outside.
Yeah.
And then in the...
Right.
Go ahead.
This is not the flea market. This is just... And there was a zillion people. We got on. We asked the guy if they go to Greenpoint first, and then they go to North Williamsburg, and then they go to Williamsburg. And everybody on the ferry gets off at Williamsburg. And it's just a really, really big, it's a lot of people down there.
Yeah, okay. And so the flea I'm talking about isn't necessarily the stuff. It is food and drink of all kinds. So I think we're talking about the same thing.
Right. I think it's Kent Avenue
yeah.
North Street.
Yeah.
North 8th Street. I think that's the location of the park.
You understand why Brooklyn is so famous in Paris. If people go crazy if you say they sell Brooklyn, as they call it, paraphernalia,
right.
Because they come over as just as we do, and we go there, and the events there are just so extraordinary.
Right.
I mean, there'll be a woman who's making her own horseradish from from roots in flavors that are so unbelievable. A lemon horseradish with preserved lemon in it and everything imaginable. I am so glad you called, Vinny. Thank you.
Hey, have a nice day.
All right, you too. Great idea for people, including me. 203-776-WNPR. We're doing summer resolutions on the show. I know that for a certain number of people, it's important to learn something. People just have an idea sometimes that if you have free time, it's the perfect chance to learn something. And they don't feel comfortable unless there is a kind of achieving. And so they would tend to, I know, for instance, someone retired, and when she goes on vacation to her timeshare in Aruba, every winter for 6-8 weeks, she's there a long time, she goes to the local elementary school, the same one every year, and she volunteers at that school and has the best time. So she's vacationing and giving back something. And that combination for her is perfect. She feels like life has a purpose, and yet she's, you know, getting away with murder. She's just having the best time. So if you're into learning something new, you don't need me to tell you, there are things everywhere for you to do. There are tons of theater experiences all around our region, and there's nothing like that. There are book groups meeting to discuss. There are people teaching mindfulness-based stress reduction or traditional meditation. There is somebody ready to teach you how to sail a boat or to play pickleball, which is the new rage. And there's exploring new parts of the region, of Connecticut, of New York, as we've been talking about, learning to play an instrument for the first time, like congas, whatever it might be. 203-776-WNPR here on the show. Now, my idea is to luxuriate in these moments that I'm given when I have some time off and to not make too many plans. And I need to act as if the clock doesn't exist. So what happens is that I get an apartment in New York, and it is exactly across the street from the most beautiful library, which has this landscape garden that this apartment looks out on. I can't believe it. It's people in Central Park aren't this on Central Park aren't this lucky. This view is so unbelievable. And what is in the middle of the park but this giant library that looks like something in Europe, with these beautiful slate roofs and towers, and right in the center of it, Big Ben, with a giant clock staring right in my window. And it on the hour, it sounds its chimes. It is so gorgeous. But I was listening to it on Sunday, and I just burst out laughing because I thought, well, you, miss, who have said, you know, you'd like to not even think of the clock, are now reminded every hour to use every moment at your disposal. What about you? What's your summer resolution? What is it that you would like to do this summer? We're saying go on record because it might just help you do it. 203-776-WNPR. How about pursuing that passion of yours? You always say you don't have time for it. And for some people, it's a sport. And so you join a little league. It might be softball or soccer. It might be shooting at a range. Whatever it is for you. For other people, it is fishing. They cannot wait to get out there. Sometimes I like to do that too. Others, it's diving. There are people who will go diving, of course, in oceans, but there are freshwater divers all around us. And it's for them because the clarity of the water isn't as great as it is in the oceans. It's not about seeing so much. It's about finding things. They still find things. And it's about the activity of diving itself. There are people for whom the passion is, you heard this at the beginning of the show, going to outdoor concerts. I have a friend who, with her husband, likes to have an activity, and they like history, and they like buildings, especially old buildings. And so they decided that they would visit a new state capital everywhere they went. And so that's what they do when they're on their way to some place, a certain destination, say in Colorado or Las Vegas, wherever it might be, they will stop on the way and see a new state capital or many as they drive out to this particular destination. And they have this kind of life book, the way people go birding and keep a life book of their sightings. So I might hear about that before this hour is up. Stephanie Faith Middleton, welcome to the show on summer resolutions. What do you have in mind, Stephanie?
Thank you. So nice to speak with you.
Me too.
So I'm going to be taking a big chunk of time off this summer for the first time in many, many years. And I normally spend it at a house we have near the shore, but I become the innkeeper and the cook and the towel washer there.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, my plan is to go to Italy and enroll in an Italian language school. And right now I'm choosing between Montepulciano and Florence, and I'm going to be there for 2 weeks and learn Italian in the morning and in the afternoon, have cooking classes and excursions, and that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, Stephanie. Oh, so it's between Montepulciano and...
Florence.
Oh, how lucky are you to get to
do... I'm quite excited. I'm actually giddy with excitement, so I just have to...
When is this?
I'm either going in July or August. I'm vacillating, waiting for the fares to be correct and for all the, you know, the perfect situation.
And right now, the dollar against the euro is pretty good.
Yep.
So that's, you've won in many respects. So, this idea of doing immersion where you go and live in the country where you're going to learn the language is such a smart way to go. That's what you're doing. And the cooking lessons, oh, that's...
Yep, wandering around in the afternoon. You have a choice of living with a host family, which I think instead I'm going to kind of do an apartment and friends can come over and visit if they want for a few days.
Oh, here you go.
So
here goes the entertaining.
It's shaping up. It was a fantasy a few months ago, but it's happening.
This is fantastic. Okay, we'll go on some of the sites online for best fares.
I will do that.
Okay.
Because your
window right now is perfect. It's about 6 weeks is for best price, so you're just about in the zone.
Exactly. Time
okay.
To put submit and take it.
All Thanks. Right, good. Have a great time. Let us know.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I want to hear about the food on that trip. What's going on? Thank you so much for listening and having fun with us as we did summer resolutions. As always, this show is about the richness of life. Don't forget, on May 1st, tickets go on sale for the Food Schmooze Martini competition. And you can find anything we talk about on the show right now at foodschmooze.org or The Faith Middleton Show. In New Haven, I'm Faith Middleton.